This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know everybody's kind of doing the dance right now. It's the Friday before a holiday weekend. See, I usually still work on the weekend. You know, I still have clinic hours and stuff. So, you know, but the Monday being off is really, really nice. Of course, you know, we all kind of look at the holidays in our own way. And, you know, Labor Day actually has some meaning. And it is a historical day with some history. Okay. And I know people are getting ready to barbecue and the Labor Day specials and deals, which, by the way, I'll let you guys know of some of the deals out there because we all like to save money. But the Department of Labor has, the United States Department of Labor has on their website just kind of a reminder of what Labor Day is supposed to be. Probably because the president wants to be on vacation, Congress is on vacation still, and I think the Supreme Court, everybody's still out on vacation, so they just kind of remind us, look, guys, leave us alone, right? Hey, well, anyway, Labor Day, according to the Department of Labor, this is the definition. Don't go to Wikipedia. Don't go to your Webster dictionary. The Department of Labor wants you to look at their definition. It is the first Monday in September, is the creation of the labor movement, and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. I dig that. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. Okay, so basically, the only people that really get to celebrate Labor Day are those of us who labored. Got that? Okay. Now, Labor Day, let me see, when was the first Labor Day? I think the first Labor Day was celebrated in 5th, 1882. It was in New York City in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. Remember the whole Industrial Revolution? Yeah, we were all, you know, running around at that time, right? Yeah. You know, people were really, really abused. You had kids working. You had overwork and underpay. Even though a lot of us feel overworked and underpaid, it was nothing. Nothing like it was back then. You know, the government had to step in. As it loves to do, and states started to adopt an actual labor day where you were not supposed to work on a particular day, and that day ended up being the first Monday in September. It was kind of easy. Weather was still kind of nice. Okay. I don't know who gets credit, if it's Republicans or Democrats. Remember, Democrats were different then. Same thing with Republicans. You know, you listen to John F. Kennedy in the 60s. He sounded more Republican than some of our current Republicans. So, you know, it's different. But anyway, in 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as a holiday as originally proposed. The Central Labor Union or similar organization in other cities to follow the example of New York and celebrate a what they called working men's holiday. The idea spread with the growth of labor organizations, and in 1885, Labor Day was celebrated mostly around the United States, almost to the degree that we celebrate it now. Although you don't have people pouring beer on their nipples, you know, and screaming roar by a barbecue like we do now. You know, if I could just say, a lot of you guys really waste a day like Labor Day. You really, really do. All right? And the mistake you make is you put in all this work to set up a barbecue. Remember we talked about the last thing Dad wants on Father's Day is a barbecue? Well, before you guys make Dad or Mom, all right, or whoever's supposed to take the day off, set up for a barbecue, I would say before that Labor Day, do all the work. Hey, clean up the house, clean up the backyard, wash off all the bird poop, wash off the decking, get rid of, I don't know, dirty diapers that are lying outside in the backyard, buy the groceries, buy the ice, buy the beer, buy the whatever, and then maybe, I don't know, hire somebody for cleanup. Okay, I don't know, but I can't stand having parties in my house because I am spending hours upon hours cleaning up afterwards. Labor Day, my foot. So what are we doing for Labor Day? Nothing. Okay, the last thing I want to do is celebrate it with my friends. Okay, that's work. It's work. You know? Oh, and their family? No, Labor Day means you take a day off. And you commend everybody else for a good day's work. It doesn't mean going over to somebody's house and making them do all of it. So, you know, you can actually follow the porn industry's lead. The porn industry actually has shut down. They say the U.S. porn industry, not because of Labor Day. Unfortunately, an actor has tested positive for HIV. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a landscape architect. He's a gay California landscape architect who has been accused of spreading HIV on purpose. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a Ebola vaccine that appears very, very promising that is going to be tried on humans in Great Britain. And we're going to talk about the germies, our little germs, and how we actually have a signature germ to us or to our house, and we travel with them. And so CSI agents could probably later, you know, figure out who we are, not by fingerprints, but because of the germs that we leave. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 60 healthy volunteers are going to be given the Ebola vaccine next month in Oxford. This is pretty, pretty exciting. It's not the biggest study, but at least it's something we could do. Then they're going to extend it to 80 people in Gambia and Mali. And what they want to do is they want to see if the experimental serum that they've been working on, all right, could protect people from the worst epidemic that we have seen since World Health Organization identified this about 38 years ago. Okay, the new vaccine contains a single Ebola virus protein from the strain that is currently sweeping across West Africa. We are hoping that that protein will be enough to administer an immune response so that if you do get exposed to Ebola, you don't get hurt. If it's just the protein and not the actual virus, these people should not be getting hurt. The risk is them just not being immune. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many questions are surrounding what's going on with Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers had unfortunately gone into cardiac or pulmonary arrest, respiratory arrest yesterday in a surgical center while she was being scoped for a throat surgery and had to be rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital. She had to be put into a medically induced coma. And from what we understand, you know, she's still alive and stable, but you know, we haven't gotten too much more information because they probably had to, again, she was at the point where she couldn't breathe on her own. So they had to put her in a quote-unquote medically induced coma. So I was on KABC this morning with Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer, and Brooke Burke was a guest host. So, yeah, I got to hang with Brooke Burke. She's awesome, by the way. And, you know, so they were asking me, you know, what's going on with this whole, why put somebody in a coma? What's going on here? Well, there's a variety of reasons why we would put somebody into a medically induced coma. Okay, remember Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, I believe Congressman Giffords, had to be put into a medically induced coma because of head trauma or stroke. When you have brain swelling, if you have issues, seizure, major seizure disorders, something that's going to cause you that to lose your life, very life-threatening, we will put you into a medically induced coma to allow you to recover. When your brain is not working that actively, you end up having a better than fighting chance. So, but a lot of people, you know, kind of use the term coma and conscious sedation interchangeably. When we sedate somebody to intubate them, you know, we may use the term coma colloquially, but we really don't use that term in medical circles. In medical circles, we don't use the term coma because we're sedating you to help you breathe. So it's a in order to allow you to breathe on your own, sometimes you need help with the help of a machine. So if somebody goes into respiratory arrest, as we believe Joan Rivers did, or somebody that has COPD or emphysema, or goes into a horrible asthma attack or pneumonia, well, one of my family members had gone into a double pneumonia, could not breathe on her own, and what saved her life is we put her on a breathing machine. Now, if you have trouble breathing, and you're wide awake, and you have now a tube down your trachea, you're going to be extremely agitated. You're going to feel it. You can't. So we have to sedate you to the point that you are in a deep sleep. Okay? You could still respond. People can still open their eyes. They can still, but they're not bothered by the respirator and the ventilator. You see what I mean? Whereas a coma is a much deeper unconscious state. Okay? Sedation puts you kind of in a semi-conscious state. So you see, that's kind of the difference. We use very similar medicines like the propofol, pentobarbital, thiopental. These are medications that do cause temporary unconsciousness or temporary sedation. And it's on an IV drip, so the doctors can manipulate it such that they could go up or down and wake you up, you know, et cetera. So, the idea of, you know, having to put somebody purposely in a coma, it's kind of frightening for people. But it's a medical tool that we've used for, you know, decades now. And it's been very, very successful at allowing people to be able to regain the ability to breathe on their own. Excuse me, or to lose the swelling that's been going on in their head and possible defeat risks of herniation, brain herniation with swelling, etc. So that's kind of the difference between the sedation and the coma. They can, at any time they want, remove the respirator, and they could decrease the sedation to see if the patient wakes up and breathes on their own. Many people will say when they do their advanced directives, I do not want my doctor hooking me up to a machine. If I'm in a coma, well, you're like, okay, hold on a second. There's a difference there. Okay, I can understand if you are, you know, considered, you know, if you are brain dead and you don't want to be on a machine for months or years on end. I understand that. All right, but if you go into respiratory distress or respiratory failure, all right, they could temporarily intubate you. Just like they do when you have surgery. They intubate you and they take over your respiratory system just temporarily until they can figure out what's going on with you. So many of you say, okay, do not resuscitate. And by do not resuscitate, then you don't want CPR. You don't want anything happening. All right. But make sure that when you do your advanced directives or your living will or your plans for your, God forbid, any tragedy happening to you, you really understand the difference of being in a coma or being temporarily put on a breathing machine, you know, because you have pneumonia. And we need to deal with the pneumonia, get you breathing back on your own. It just really bothers me. People want to pull the plug, and we aren't even talking about a plug yet. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody likes to talk about saving money. And I don't blame you. I love saving money. And we're coming into Labor Day, and so people want to know where the best deals are. Now, you know, please take this with a grain of salt. When it comes to any sort of Labor Day, I don't know, specials or Christmas specials, etc., I can't tell you how many times I have been duped, especially around Christmas time, where the company decided to up the rate right as we were moving into holiday season. So, you know, first and foremost, please be careful. All right, so, there's Labor Day is our time to go shopping. I've never really understood that. I've never really understood Labor Day, in terms of people being able to take off. People supposed to not work. Yeah, we now have all these Labor Day specials. We have, car dealership, deals. So that's obviously cars have to be open. I never understood that. Car dealerships are closed on Sundays. Sundays, and I understand we're all supposed to be in church, I get that, but Sundays are supposed to be the time where, you know, where we have the one day off to go shopping. So instead, we force everybody to, you know, go shopping then. I need to apologize. I don't mean to be stammering. I'm, of course, having major issues with my computer. So now, I know you guys are like, just go and hit the porn study. Why is porn down? I can't tell you that, too. My computer's down. See, it looks like my computer wants to be on Labor Day. That's what's going on. My computer does. Okay, let me see if I have any emails we could go through. I apologize, guys. This is embarrassing. Okay, let me see. Hello. What's Dr. Dahlia going to talk about? I don't want to talk about the coma. Okay, I'm done with talking about the coma. Okay, let's move on. Here we go. Hold on. Okay, something got some light up their butt. I think the computer's mad because my computer's going to be working on Labor Day, and I'm not even going to let it take a rest. Okay, hold on. I'm looking at porn. Not porn for me, but the porn story. While I can't get the Labor Day story up. Sorry. How do you spell porn? P-O-R-N. Porn. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Film industry shuts down. Oh, thank God. See, you know, how come my computer works if I type porn, but if I try to type Ebola or something like that, it won't? Okay, the adult film industry in Los Angeles was shut down yesterday after another porn's performer's HIV test came back positive. Right now, there is a moratorium that will last until all performers who the positive performer worked with or had sexual contact with test negative by the industry's guidelines. Now, I think the industry's guidelines is a lot quicker than yours or my guidelines. Yours and my guidelines would be, all right, well, we run the test now, then we check you in 6 weeks, then we check you again in 6 months. Most likely the porn industry are going to move a little quicker. Now, remember last September, okay, performers were required to do HIV testing every 14 days instead of every 28 days. And people were like, what? You can't do that to them. And then they were talking about the condom laws, where now they have to use condoms before they perform. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation successfully fought to require condoms, report actors, says this is tragic, and it basically underscores the need for statewide action. I didn't think all the porn was done in L.A. It's not, but apparently there's a pretty big porn industry there. The county requirement has reportedly caused the number of porn shoots in Los Angeles to plummet. Many people are fleeing L.A. to shoot their porn elsewhere. Only 20 filmmakers had applied for permits at the start of August, according to Film LA. 40 adult filmmakers took out permits. So for those of you that are really, really up on that as a hobby, you may have to watch a lot of reruns. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Before a holiday weekend. Are you kidding me, really? Oh, my gosh. I can't even speak. Okay, we are back on the show. This is the I shouldn't even say what the name of the show is. You guys guess. If you don't know what the name of the show is, I'm not going to tell you, not after that opening. All right, taking your phone calls, your comments, any speaking advice, please, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I finally got it. the 51 best Labor Day deals, discounts, and freebies. We all want to save money. There's nothing more healthy than feeling good that you saved money. Oh, by the way, I can't urge you guys enough to take a $20 bill and hide it somewhere that you think you're going to find a few months from now. That really brightens up your day. Honestly, I don't think we would need antidepressants. I don't think we would even need alcohol. I don't think we would need marijuana, right? All you have to do is find a 20 somewhere, and you're like, wow, that's like big bucks. I was in New York a few months ago, and I always kind of hide cash separately from my wallet because, I just always feel like I'm going to get, mugged. Even though I've been to New York multiple times, I've never gotten mugged, knock on wood. But it's going to happen one day. And so I had forgotten where I stash that money. And a few months later, there's like no cash anywhere around the house. And I didn't want to go to the ATM. And I had to give my kids lunch money for school. And I realized where I stashed it. And I was like, whoa! I mean, I'm still doing the dance. I was like, dee! And I fed my kid. I miss the days when I could just breastfeed and feed him. But, he's in high school. It's really hard for me to, get there at his beck and call. He wants to eat from the cafeteria now. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Okay, let's take a look at some of these Labor Day sales. Best Buy. Major appliances at Best Buy are 10 to 30% off. All right, this ends September 6th. I guess if you have a Best Buy credit card, you earn 10% cash back on purchases. Wow. Okay, we got to talk about those cashback cards. Big Lots has discounts up to 75% off. Home Depot. Oh, my husband lives at Home Depot. I actually thought he was having an affair with somebody there because he was always at Home Depot and nobody could ever reach him, And no, I don't think he ever had an affair, but I just think he's in love with the building. He hugs that building a lot. He loves it. All major appliances, I guess, priced at $396 or more automatically get 10% off. Special buys 40%. That's pretty good. Lowe's through September 3rd, appliances of $399 or more discounted. Macy's, a lot of furniture. Overstock.com, Pier 1 Imports, Sears is super buys. I'm getting this from GoBankingRates.co. Okay, summer clothing and apparel clearance. This is always smart, guys. Buy your kids' summer, well, maybe not your kids' summer clothes because they grow, especially the pubertal stage. They grow in places you didn't expect to grow. Man, I completely forgot that my kid's chest would get as wide as it did. My kid went from a small to an extra large, like boom. Kind of like incredible Hulk muscles. I don't recognize him. And he's still like, Mommy! Yes, now he's got like this wider chest. And I'm like, oh my gosh, puberty is like about to come. Free duck! The other kid went through puberty, but he was, it flowed a little more smoothly. This kid, he's just going in big steps, and he's even confused by what's happening to him. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what's going on. You are like becoming Superman. No hair yet. But anyway, clothing, always good for us to get our clothes. You got Gap and Gymboree and Famous Footwear, Ann Taylor. Most of us adults, our foot size doesn't change. So, if you're a size 9, you're pretty much going to be a size 9 8 months from now. Target, I shop at Target all the time. Discounts up to 25% off on a lot of the things. Women's swimwear, okay? I could buy my onesie with a skirt at Target. Did I tell you guys what I decided to do for a bathing suit to cover my big butt? No more bikini. My bikini days are over. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I was going to belly button pierce right before my first kid, and that's all gone. What I now wear is the like body surf suits, except they're not the clingy, or like they're the workout shorts and shirts, and they're waterproof, and I now wear them on the beach, and so now my back is completely covered, so I don't have to worry about melanoma there, and my butt is covered, so people on the beach are like, hey, thank you, yeah, anytime. All right, so anyway, I bought that at Target. Apple, they say shoppers will get a $100 app, oh boy, a $100 Apple Store gift card with the purchase of a Mac. Yeah, but isn't it like a couple hundred dollars cheaper when you don't buy it at Apple? Huh. Yeah, because I need a new computer. This computer really ticked me off. A $50 gift card with the purchase of an iPad or iPhone during their back-to-school schedule special. The offer is September 9th. Best Buy, HD TVs, Dell. You can get Dell computers. Fry's Electronics. Fry's confused me. Fry's was a food store when I grew up. You would go to Fry's food store, and they had these, like, hot dogs. You could get, like, 25-cent hot dogs, so my dad would take me there to get, like, a hot dog, and it was, like, Fry's food store. So I'm in Vegas, and I guess a Fry's opens up, and my husband's like, you know, now I'm going to go get the computer at Fry's. And I go, you don't buy computers at grocery stores, you doink. He's like, it's an electronics store, you dummy. Anyway, okay. Anyway, the conversation didn't end that well. LeapFrog has a lot of goodies. Lenovo. Target is selling TVs. What about travel? Avis has a coupon code, Y298463. Write it down. Good, you got it. So apparently car rentals, Avis has a coupon code, bedandbreakfast.com. Yeah, they have, like, gift cards and stuff they're giving out. Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air, that's my kind of website. Cheapo. $25 off all domestic flights with the promo code, cheaptickets, hotels.com, Enterprise, Orbitz, etc. Food, Einstein Brothers Bagels. Oh, my gosh. You could get a free bagel and schmear. It's not supposed to be called schmear, by the way. Take it from a Jew. You don't call it schmear, okay? It's called, like, whipped cream, or it's called cream cheese. Anyway, Longhorn Steakhouse can give you $4 off. Mimi's Cafe, Olive Garden, $4 off. Two adult entries, pizza, Quiznos, etc. Now, by the way, the promo codes, I cannot stress enough. You guys, when you shop, do not buy anything online, nothing, without searching up promo codes. It's at the point now where you will always overpay unless you have some sort of a coupon. And it really, really ticks you off that these promo codes are all over the place. So basically what you do, what I do, is I just Google promo code for Victoria's Secret or promo code for liposuction.com. And it comes up, promo code, 10% off your next liposuction, whatever. And you type that in, and you get a good deal. And remember, if you don't use those deals, you're paying more because they up the price to compensate for all those promo codes that are out there. RetailMeNot is a good one. Groupon is good. Cartwheel is good, although I can't load it onto my phone because I don't have enough storage and I don't want to pay for storage. These credit cards, be careful, guys. You know, apparently all these stores, if you use the credit cards, you get cash back and points and all that. It's a brilliant marketing technique because I did that with Target. I want to save 5% off all my purchases, so I did it. The only thing is a lot of us now are slowly starting to see that our credit's coming back. All right, and we're starting to see little sprouts of hope in our future. Not just because Obama has to leave office, but because, you know, I think, you know, it can't get much worse than this. So now we're starting to be able to buy some things. Maybe you want to finally buy that car that you've been waiting to do since 2008. I don't know. All right, but every time you go and you hit, you know, apply for these credit cards, it dings your credit. So you want to be kind of careful, even though we want you to spend money. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a gay California landscape architect being reported by New York Daily News, who claims to be the grand nephew of civil rights leader Cesar Chavez, is accused of intentionally spreading HIV to others. Thomas Guerra, who also goes by the name Ashton Chavez, is allegedly to have purposely infected at least 24 men in and around the San Diego area, and they believe that hundreds more could be at risk. It's claimed that he is 29 years old and allegedly sought to spread this deadly virus to as many victims as possible. The San Diego City's Attorney Office report claims that Guerra would text and email men to say he was HIV negative. Then after having sex with them, he would allegedly boast to other pals about how he infected them. Investigators reportedly found hundreds of text messages on his cell phone. A man who says he was infected by him says he wanted to warn others, and he reported it to the news. Another alleged victim told Fox 5 that the sexual sociopath doesn't understand the impact it's having on his sexual partner's lives. I wonder why that's not attempted murder. Apparently, it's a misdemeanor offense with a maximum sentence of 6 months and a $1,000 fine. Oh, you know what? This is it. I'm sorry. That wouldn't be it. The misdemeanor was he willfully exposed himself as an infectious individual to another person. So I guess he's charged with one count of that. I don't understand, though, why sleeping with multiple people and purposely infecting them with HIV wouldn't be considered attempted murder or somebody dies, that should be the murder in the first degree. I mean, there's a weapon there. I mean, it may not be a metallic weapon or a pointy weapon, but it's a weapon. This is scary stuff. His original accuser dated Guerra for several months, said he hoped his added allegations would boost the charge to a felony. Then it would be punishable up to 8 years. He said the weapon is using his body to infect people. It's scary out there, people. And when you look at viruses to me are one of the scariest things out there. I know there's some bacteria. I know there's mothers and mother-in-laws, but the scariest thing to me are these viruses because of the way they can propagate. So he sleeps with what, 27 people. They sleep with 27 people. I mean, and then those guys sleep or girls sleep with, that's some dangerous stuff. And remember, HIV is one of the super smartest viruses out there. You think Ebola is smart, HIV is smarter because, you know, it knows that it can tag along when you're doing something fun. You know, it's not like you eating a bowl of Brussels sprouts will give you HIV. Nobody would get HIV then because really nobody likes Brussels sprouts. But you having sex, oh yeah. And it infects the T cells, the only cell that can actually fight it. It infects the T cells, which, by the way, with every bad thing, there's a good. HIV may be used to fight cancer. And we've talked about that, where if people have a T cell lymphoma and HIV decides to infect the T cells, you could use HIV in a very controlled setting to try to fight the T cells. They're working on that now. Don't underestimate this virus, and you have to use protection. You have to use condoms. If the condom breaks, you're still in trouble. Make sure you check yourself immediately, and then you want to recheck yourself at 6 weeks, then 6 months, and then a year later. I think everybody should be getting routine HIV, routine hepatitis, routine syphilis tests, because people don't hold off having sex anymore. You know, people have sex very easily. You know, I'm really shocked by a lot of the TV now, and I'm not trying to sound like an old prude, but, you know, I always thought you're supposed to meet somebody, you're supposed to like them, you're supposed to go on some dates, and then either wait till you're married, or if you're a little bit on the fast side, maybe you sleep with them on your 10th or 12th date before getting married. Okay, that's what we were led to believe. Now, I mean, people do it in the storeroom, and nobody even bought anybody else dinner. It just confuses me. I don't understand. You know, I thought, you know, there's supposed to be some fun around it. Maybe some cuddling, maybe some spooning, you know, maybe you get to take a weekend trip somewhere. Really? The broom closet? Really, people? That's not fun. So people have sex a lot more indiscriminately now. And why do you think we're dealing with now these super gonorrheas? You know, it's not super gonorrhea because people go, oh, super, I have it. It's super gonorrhea because the gonorrhea's been around and propagating and modifying, and our current antibiotics don't touch it. So now you sleep with somebody and you get a gonorrhea and the antibiotic isn't cutting it. We may have to do what the old Civil War days did. Like when I was on Pawn Stars and I talked about the Civil War syringe where they would put silver nitrate up inside the penis to kill the gonorrhea. That's what they had to do. You know, speaking of nasty viruses, it looks like news has broken that Ebola virus has spread to Senegal. That's another neighboring country. And we had hoped that it was really confined just to Sierra Leone, a couple rare cases in Nigeria. But right now the death toll is going onward and upward. The World Health Organization a couple days ago warned that 20,000 people could be infected. And Senegal confirmed its first case of Ebola on Friday. The patient, a Ghanaian national who traveled to Senegal, is now in quarantine. So now we're looking at Sierra Leone, Liberia, Senegal, Guinea. These are, Guinea and Liberia and Sierra Leone carried the bulk of the cases. Thus far, we have 3,069 reported Ebola infections. Now, the other thing I'm a little nervous about, there was also, I think, one case in Congo, one case in Nigeria, newly reported. But, you know, the other thing I'm kind of concerned about is, you know, these countries, I don't think, want lack of tourism, hysteria, and people scared to go to their country. And so I'm worried that other countries may have it and people being treated, but everybody is keeping it quiet and keeping it on the down low. So industries don't start to fall and fail. You need to look at some of these pictures of what they're doing with some of these villages, boarding them up, etc. Having a virus, having an infection, having an infestation, not only kills people and can destroy you from a health perspective, but it could also destroy you from an economic perspective. You know, the longer this Ebola is out there and the more and more we hear of Ebola spreading, etc., we have mass hysteria to close down borders, to stop travel, to pull missionaries out, etc. So many things there's such a ripple effect going on. So my concern is, you know, now we hear news about Senegal, you know, is it really just one person? Is it really only Senegal, or have other countries had issues with it? Like, look, just everybody shut up about it. All right, we'll take care of it, we'll fix it before the news gets a hold of it and everybody freaks out about coming to our country, which is a pretty large country compared to the one person that's standing in the country that possibly has it. So, you know, we'll keep you posted as we hear more. Pomegranate, halting Alzheimer's. There's a chemical compound in pomegranates that could prevent possibly Alzheimer's. I love pomegranates. Those are so yummy. I know now they're making pomegranate mojitos and pomegranate margaritas. No, just regular pomegranate juice is yummy. An ingredient called punicalagin helps prevent the inflammation that destroys brain cells known as microlosia. All right. And I guess they think it can also help rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's disease, etc. And All right. So eat your pomegranates. I love pomegranates. They're like yummy. You can be pomegranate jelly, pomegranate pie, yummy stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-ALLIE.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.